Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zvachim Daf Gimel, Zvachim 3, and on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the level of intent that is required for a korban, for a sacrifice, and how that compares to the level of intent for when a person writes a get to a divorce to give to one's wife. So the Gemara argues that as it relates to kachim, as it relates to a sacrifice, stama b'kachim, that if there is no intent at all, there's not a negative intent for a different commandment, but there's not necessarily a positive commandment, that is going to be kosher. That does not invalidate the offering. And the Gemara says that the source for this comes from a Mishnah on Mem Vav Amabez on 46b. The Mishnah states, L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, that when a sacrifice is made, it is made for the purpose of six things. It is made l'shem zevach, for the purpose of this specific sacrifice, that was the animal was dedicated for. L'shem zoveach, that it's also sacrificed for the purpose of serving as an atonement for this person, for this owner, and not for somebody else. L'shem shem, for the purpose of God. L'shem ishim, for the purpose of the fact that the fire will consume the meat of the animal. L'shem reach, so that the smell will go up as an offering, and l'shem nichoach, so that it will serve as nachas ruach, as a sweet smell before God. And in addition, if it's a chatas and an asham, these are sin offerings, it's for the purpose of atoning for the sin. And Rabbi Yossi comments on that mi shelo haya b'libo l'shem achas mikol elu, if somebody does not have in mind for any of these specific purposes, then it is kosher. Shetanai bezinu, because this is a stipulation of the court that even if you do not have in mind for any of these six purposes, it's still kosher. How could that be? Explains the Gemara that the Rabbi Yossi is saying, Asnu based into Olei Malishmo, that actually the court actually stipulated that when it comes to a sacrifice, that a person should not designate or specifically say for what you are doing it, because they're concerned. Dilma Asila Memer Shalolishmo, the court made a stipulation, the Bezin stipulated, don't say what you're sacrificing it for, because we're concerned you might say for the wrong thing. That'll be a negative stipulation, and that'll be problematic. And so from here we see, says the Gemara, says Isak Adaitach Stama Pasol, if you're gonna say that, if as a baseline, if you don't have any intent, it's invalid, how could it be that the court will make a stipulation that will actually be invalidating it? So from the fact that the court makes a stipulation that you should not designate and say for what you are sacrificing it, we see from here that is not an invalid offering. And so stama, if a person doesn't say for what purpose they're sacrificing it, it is still kosher. And in fact, it's preferable according to Rabbi Yossi. However, by a get, but when it comes to a divorce, when a person is writing a get, we say just the opposite. Stama is pasul. That there it's invalid. And what's the reasoning? So our Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph says the source for this is that the source is from the fact that it says in the Mishnah in Gittin 26a that kosev tov se Gittin, that somebody who is writing basically a standard form, a model form of a get, should not fill in certain crucial information. Charach sheyaniach mekoma ish, mekoma isha, mekoma edim, mekoma zman. A person needs to leave out from this template of a divorce document the name of a man, the name of the woman, the name of the witnesses, and the name of the time. And what's the reasoning for all this? The reasoning for this is the proof that the get needs to be written lishma. When a person writes a get, they have to say that I'm doing it for the purpose of writing this get for this specific woman, and so therefore, as a consequence of this, this is a proof that when it comes to a get, it's the opposite of kachim. Kachim, a person should not designate to for which purpose they are sacrificing the animal, but as it relates to a get, a person must stipulate to whom they are writing the get. It needs to be done lishma. So the Gemara draws a distinction. What's the reasoning why for a get it needs to be done lishma, whereas for kachim it doesn't need to? So the reason is that a stam isha, that just as a baseline, a woman, the most women are not divorced, and so therefore we have to say specifically why this get is being written for, because otherwise we wouldn't know for whom it is for. But a sacrificial animal, once it is designated for a sacrifice, then we know specifically that it is for kachim, and therefore we should assume that it is being done for a sacred purpose, and it does not need to be designated specifically. specifically. But the basis of this dispute of whether or not we need to designate something with intent before we do it, this was raised as it relates to a custom, a Kabbalistic custom of before doing a mitzvah. It's recorded in the Sefer Mishnas Chasidim that before every single mitzvah or prayer that a person does, a person should say, L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu, that I'm doing this for the purpose of uniting the unity of God. And so therefore designating specifically that you are doing this mitzvah for that reason. And that was the practice that and to this day many people have. But this question was brought to the chief rabbi of Prague, the Noda of Yehuda, and he was asked whether this was appropriate. And some people tried to bring a proof from the fact that our Gemara says that if a get was written for a woman and the person doesn't designate it before and that you're writing it for this specific woman, it's invalid. And so therefore, shouldn't we learn from here to all the other mitzvahs as well? So the Noda Behuda says, no, we learn from our Gemara that there's a distinction between a get that needs to be written for the specific purpose of this woman and kachim in general, which we say that just the opposite. Kachim should not be designated lishma. And so we see from here, he says that our mitzvos are like kachim because we are all designating them to God above. There. So all of the commandments that we do in this world are like kachshei gavoa. They're like the sacred commandments. And stama l'shman hem omdim, that as a baseline they are standing, or we're already doing all these commandments for the purpose of God. So therefore, no, the Yehuda says it's not necessary to say that this idea of l'shem yichud kudsha brichu before every mitzvah.